Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, The Business Bunker Show on Tuesday the 17th of July. And I'm joined today by my lovely co-presenter, the gorgeous Becky Oliver.
Hello, gorgeous Becky. Lovely. That's very kind, Paul. Thank
you. Right. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually quite warm today because it's actually the summer.
Yeah, I didn't know summer was scheduled for today.
Yeah, apparently it was.
Yeah, it's good. Just before we start, I need to do a big shout out for Stuart Andrews, whose birthday it is today. Happy birthday, Stu. 17 today.
17?
Yeah, blimey, I feel old.
Sounds familiar, Stuart Andrews.
Yeah, my baby.
Is he? Yeah. Happy birthday, Stuart.
Yeah, have a good one, Stu. I'll see you later on. Stu's a sometime co-producer here on the show, but he's actually working in the West End today.
Doing what?
He's working for Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
That's interesting, because I've just booked tickets to Jesus Christ Superstar.
Have you?
I have.
Blimey. Yes. I hope you enjoy that. Cool. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you here. We'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent, so please do give us a call on 01303-874-998. It's not written anywhere.
It's
that's
not
the
written
problem.
Anywhere.
I have to remember it. 01303-874-998.
Well, you remembered it. I had trouble getting here today. I didn't actually know. I ended up in Donkey Street.
I know. Well, it's quite nice over there.
It was.
Yeah, and Richard was in Ivy Church. So, you know, we all had a bit of a look round the
marsh.
But
it's a very nice studio. Audra was right. It's a very nice studio.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. No, it makes a change from where we were before.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Good. So we'd like to hear from you, businesses of Kent. You can also tweet us by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. And if you want to shout out, do that. We've got a packed show today. We've got loads of guests for you. We'll be talking to them later.
But remember hashtag Business Bunker and then we can pick it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So give us a tweet, give us a call, or if you're too shy to speak to me or Becky on the phone or by Twitter, you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But I have to warn you, we've had over 100 emails already, so we probably won't get round to reading any more out. So if you want to get on today's show, you've got a call on 01303-894-998.
Well done.
I'm going to write it down
actually,
at some point.
Yes, tattoo it on you. Yeah, yeah. On your hand.
Cool. So I think we'll kick off with an email there, Becky.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, go.
Yeah, so we've been inundated today, and we've got quite a few to get through. This is from Siobhan Sterling, who I met at B2B, actually, and it reminds me I have to complete her Olympic survey, and this is what the email's about. As part of my PR for 4N, we're conducting a survey to find out whether Kent businesses are Olympic winners or losers. We really would appreciate your help. Please take just 2 minutes to fill in the survey so we can raise the profile of the group in the county. We are looking to get 1,000 responses, so please forward this link here and we'll put it on the website later of anyone that wishes to participate. Like I say, it's really good feedback to see how many people have benefited from, obviously, the Olympics. That is how many days away? 10?
Yeah, about 10 days.
10
now.
Days
yeah.
away now. Mm. So I'm actually going to see the torch go past Maidstone on Friday, actually.
Cool. Okay.
So, anyone that wants to participate on that, we will put the link on the website, Siobhan. And I also have to complete that for you because I did promise a couple of weeks ago. So that's the first email. Have you got one there?
I have, actually. This is quite a good one, too. So I'm quite proud to read this out. Hi, Paul. We run a small charity which supports British Army children while their soldier parent is deployed abroad. Army children will quite often celebrate their birthday or Christmas without one of their parents, and they count down to the day that they will come home. They can be away for 6 to 9 months and often will be in combat zones like Afghanistan. Many soldiers only have one 20-minute phone call a week to speak to their family, so the time away can be very hard for the children. My Daddy is a Soldier Adventures is the name of our charity, and we provide adventure activities to help distract the children from the reality of deployment and help them find friends amongst the Army community. We run the charity in our spare time. We are both Army wives, mothers, and work full-time. We really need some support from businesses. We are looking for exciting adventures for the children and also more practical business support. The types of things we are looking for donations for are a videographer to come along to some of our adventures, printed material, branded clothing for the children and that we can sell to raise funds, web development and online game development, and audio recorders. To find out more, people can visit our website, which is www.mydaddyisasoldieradventures.org. And that's from Louise and Linda. Ladies, thank you so much for that. That is a brilliant, brilliant thing
Absolutely,
to do.
Absolutely.
That's a fantastic charity. We will put the link, in fact, it's already up, on the Kent Business Radio website. But any businesses out there that can help with any of those things, or indeed anything else, please get in touch with Louise or Linda. If you can't get hold of them, please feel free to get in touch with me and I will put you in contact.
Yeah, it'd be great. And actually, if you have got a Twitter, Twitter power and things. So if we can get maybe a Twitter handle up as well, we can do some shout outs. And I think there may be a few connections that I may have for
brilliant.
That. So brilliant.
Fantastic. We already got about a dozen tweets coming in. So I'll do a couple very quickly. Julia Gray. Hi, Paul. For budding business bunker exporters, UKTI has a trade mission to Turkey in October. And you can find out details all about it at huliagray.co.uk. Let me spell that for you. That's HuliaGray.co.uk. HuliaGray.co.uk. And if you are thinking about exporting to Turkey, you can go and find out all about it there.
Excellent.
And also, Kevin Edmonds from DMS Graphics. Can you thank all the businesses that used us for the stand graphics at the Business to Business 2012 exhibition at Ashton International Hotel, and thank you to Dan Eels of Auratech.
Excellent. I mean, I know that Jules was on last week, but we did have such a fantastic day on the 3rd, and we were just overwhelmed with the amount of people that come along and want to be part of the Business Bunker.
Absolutely. And, the feedback we got from that show was unbelievable as well. People were really made up about it.
It was good fun.
It was a lot of fun, and it kind of went well, which is, and that's a first, really.
I was going to say,
it's
yeah.
a first for the Business Bunker to actually work.
It was good. We have to do another live broadcast somewhere, maybe hot. Maybe Jules can do it from
there. Well, I did try and blag her in to calling in from where she is, but last year when she went on holiday, she went to Hungary, and all she did was call in and tell me she was eating cherry chili strudels every 10 minutes, and that's all I got out of her. So anyway, she's somewhere in the air at the moment, I think, on her way to her
I'm very jealous.
Her job lot of margaritas waiting for her, I think.
I know, she said she won't be tweeting and drinking. I don't think that's very safe.
Yeah, absolutely, because I would read them out. Tell you what, do another email for us.
Yeah, I've got one here. This is from Martin Worrell, owner of Supreme Engraving and Awards UK and UK Sporting and Events Diary. Hello, Paul and Rebecca. Supreme Engraving and Awards UK has truly remarkable first half of 2012, which is great news. Having been commissioned by and worked on a number of major corporate charities, independent schools, event professionals, sports clubs and associations, and even a London embassy, we would love to be able to tell you more about these activities and show you some pictures of our work, and be delighted if you consider subscribing to our free quarterly newsletter. Sign up can be found at www.supremeengraving.co.uk. So we'll put a link on that. But well done. I mean, obviously they've had a busy 2012, and it's encouraging to see businesses that are thriving.
So
well done to them. That's Martin Worrell.
Brilliant stuff.
Excellent.
I've also got a DM, actually. I don't normally read DMs because I can't, but I've got this one. Hi, Paul. Please mention Pure B2B Start a New Business Mastermind Group, which is taking place at Thackeray's Restaurant in Tunbridge Wells, starting at 12 o'clock on the 25th of July.
Excellent.
Thank you. So there you go. Pure B2B Business Mastermind Group in Thackeray's, Tunbridge Wells, 12 o'clock, 25th of July. Very nice too.
Mm.
So cool.
See, people can contact us in a numerous ways. Even DMing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's how I contact you mainly, don't I?
Yeah.
DM.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on Sunday
morning. Yeah, exactly.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. I was up. I hadn't actually been to bed.
Yeah.
It was that early. Cool. Yep.
Dedication. That's what Steve says, dedication.
You can contact us any which way you like. We don't really mind. But we, you know, if you can call us on 01303 894
778.
That would be good. Right, let's have another email then, Bex.
Okay. Hi, Paul and Becky. Capture the thrill of Faversham's big Olympic day for posterity and win a great photographic prize. The Kent Creative Arts Project 365, a year in the life of Faversham, which invites photographers to submit pictures of town life for each day of the year for a biannual exhibition, is running a competition connected with the Olympic torch visit on, Thursday the 19th of July, so not long. Photographers are encouraged to take a picture which sums up the excitement of the relay through the town and to submit it for the competition. Entries will be displayed on www.kentcreativearts.co.uk, and the winning image will be awarded a day's practical course with a professional photographer valued at £60. Faversham 365 spokesman, is that Natalie Benig?
I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but that's why I gave you that email.
Yeah, thanks.
I think it's Natalie.
A beautiful way of spelling Natalie, actually.
Yeah.
Said, images can be of anything that captures your imagination, people, places, torchbearers, and the crowd. For further information, go to www.kentcreativearts.co.uk/Olympic-torch-relay. And I say details will be on the website. I know we haven't got very long. I guess they're going through Faversham on the 19th then.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep. If you want to be part of that, I think you need to get cracking and snapping, really.
Cool. Yeah, I've got hundreds of tweets now. It's going mad. I'll try and crash through a few of them, but we've got so much to cover already. We've got Stephen Harrington. Hi, Vanilla Web and Ultimate MSD. That's me and Becky. And he also says hello to Richard, who's our studio guest later. I'll happily give you an interview on your show, and we'll even bring samples of my bread.
Oh.
Yeah, that will really annoy Jules.
I'll come that day then.
That will really annoy. We're going to get that lined up before Jules comes back, because you'll miss a food programme. So, Stephen, we're looking forward to having you on the show. That'll be brilliant. I had a tweet from Dawn Russell. Looking forward to a fab Business Bunker show today with the lovely Paul Andrews and Rebecca Oliver on Kent Business Radio. Thank you for that, Dawn.
Thank you.
And, hey, we got a result. Heard about my daddy as a soldier. Might be able to help them with their printing. Can you please forward that me?
Fantastic.
Details?
That's what it's all about, isn't
Absolutely. It? Thanks, Kevin. That's DMS Graphics. So we certainly will put you in touch with my daddy as a soldier.
Yeah, brilliant. Sounds really good.
And anybody else that can help, please let us know. Let's go with another email.
Is that me?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, thank you. No, that's complicated right. Names, please. Okay. Hi, all. This is just a reminder about the Canterbury Brownies Business Networking Breakfast taking place on Wednesday, the 25th of July, from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. The cost is £8.50 per person. We have Graham Ronan joining us, and he will be talking about the 7 deadly wealth killers and how to protect yourself from them. Interesting. Plus your chance to meet and get to know some great businesses. To confirm your place, please just reply to me and feel free to bring anyone along as a plus one who you think might be interested. That's Janice the tall one. Does that
Janice
make
one.
Anything?
Yeah, the gorgeous Janice.
I haven't got any details, so perhaps you can tweet in and give me some details if you haven't.
Yeah, and we've got links on the website.
Links, okay.
There's a link
Sorry.
On the website to everything that the tall one does.
The tall one? Is that her? Is that her?
No, it's just that she's incredibly tall.
Is like, she? Well, just like myself, actually.
Well, exactly. She's about the same height as you. She's at least 6'3".
Exactly the same as me.
Cool. Good. We've got millions and millions of tweets, and we're already running behind, but I'm going to try and cover them all very quickly. Sorry to do this. Cobra Investigations. The Cobra Boys welcome Sean Keeley joining the team as our new sales and marketing manager for all your investigation and risk needs. That's Cobra Consulting and Cobra Investigations. Cheryl Randira has let me know that my daddy is a soldier has a Twitter handle, and that handle is @daddyisasoldier, or one
Excellent.
Word.
Excellent. I will pick that up later.
Yeah, we'll
Thank
all follow that.
That.
Thank you for that,
yep.
Cheryl. Thank you for letting us know. And the lovely Alan Noak, Shackleton the Penguins keeper.
Yes, I asked him earlier, actually. I did say, how is Shackleton?
Did you?
Yes.
Do you know
I think he should be on here.
Do you know the Business Bunker has leapt into 67th place on the world's most expensive league table? We have, indeed.
Really?
Yeah. How impressive is that?
Does that have any relevance to Shackleton?
No. But Alan says, Paul, please could you shout out for nominations for the 5th iShop Kent Award Best Online Shop Based or Created in Kent 2012? And you can find out all about that at www.theicelab.co.uk/award.
Excellent.
I went to that awards dinner last year. It's had some really impressive winners over the years. Georgette Hewitt won it the year before last. Yes. And then she went on to Dragon's Den and got money from Theo Pathetis and Peter Jones.
Yeah, because yeah. I was actually on the same day as her.
Oh, were you?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yes.
So, well, I was going to do another email, but we're kind of right up against it now. So I think what we'll actually do now is we'll play some tunage while we get our first guest on the phone.
Okay.
What do you reckon to that?
I think that's a good idea.
Do you think that's a good idea?
I think so.
Guess what I'm going to play? I mean, this is just so typical. Yeah, but hey, whatever.
Street, concentrating on trucking right. I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
We've got Jamie Clifford on the phone.
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, Jamie. Thank you so much for joining us on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on. Not really cricket weather, though, is it?
No, thank you very much for the invite to come on.
That's a pleasure.
No, we haven't had the best of summers, as everybody now is well aware. At the start of the summer, it appeared like we'd been picked out for poor weather. We had a bit of a bad run when we were at Tunbridge Wells.
Right.
and it's just really continued from there, hasn't it? Which has put a lot of pressures on the business, actually.
I'm sure it did. Yeah.
I was going to say, actually, because being involved in sport quite a lot myself, and obviously outdoor sports, it has had a significant effect on sort of sports venues and things over the summer months. And I was just wondering, that was a question that I had for you, is how you have found it impact, because it has been quite an eventful summer so far.
Yeah, I think any organisation which is event-based, so we have 45, 46 days of cricket per year at professional level. We have games going on at a lower level, but games that we charge people to come and watch. You have 46 opportunities to maximise your revenue, and so when you get a washout, that day is gone, and that opportunity to generate cash around that event has gone. So
it has a
big impact, a real impact, and the worst thing is you can't claw it back.
No, absolutely. The 46 games, are they home games, are they?
Well, we have eight championship games, which are four-day games, six one-day games, and five 2020 games. So that makes up the season. And each of those days, I mean, on different days, you'll get different size of crowds. But
yeah, of course.
The period that we've just come through, the 2020 competition period, is the period when we look to get the maximum size crowds. And so that's been very tough.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm a big 2020 fan as well, and I come a lot to St Lawrence and to Tunbridge Wells to watch 2020. I mean, tell us about the County Cricket Club in general, though, Jamie, because you've done a lot of work at St Lawrence over the last few years, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been going through a bit of a transformation programme on and off the field. I think if I start with the cricket bit first, we through the winter we changed our head coach and recruited five players from outside of the county. Which is a bit unusual for us. Normally we rely on our own homegrown talent.
Mm.
But we've got a lot of young talent coming through at the moment, and we needed a few sort of wise old heads around, really. And,
sure.
And so we recruited specifically with those sort of players in mind. And we've got a very good setup now in terms of the culture and the environment for the players. And we're starting to see some results on that front, which is great.
Fantastic.
And then off the field... we've been through a big program of change in terms of our staff and the skill set of our staff. And most dramatically, we started a £10 million redevelopment project of the ground at Canterbury 18 months ago. And anybody who came to the ground today and who had been in the distant past would see a dramatic improvement of the experience that the customer can have in the ground. And we were just way off the pace, really, in terms of
right.
a ground that was, well, people said tired, but I use the expression exhausted, because it just everything was just really dilapidated, if you
like. I think it's really important as well, again, you know, having a bit of a background in sport, that it's you've got to maximise what you have, and making it a venue that's, you know, adaptable and things. And I know last time, actually, I was down at Canterbury was probably an exhibition quite some time ago, and you know, it's been quite interesting to see how it's obviously regenerated. And like you say, you have to capitalise on what you have and make it you know, available for all, really. So.
Yes, I mean, a big weakness of our business is that if you rely just on the cricket days, you're operating a 46 day a year business. Well, actually, that you can't survive like that. You have to broaden out and try and operate on every day of the year.
Yeah.
And a key part of the redevelopment program was putting in conference facilities that are of a standard that people would expect if they were booking out a conference facility. And so we run conferences and events right through the year. Great setting for it. But we try and make sure that we've got quality infrastructure to mean that people get as much out of those experiences as possible. And then we do other things as well. We've done concerts in the past. We have a big fireworks display. So other things that use the ground outside of the cricket days. And that is really a survival strategy, to say that
absolutely.
You have to diversify beyond just the cricket.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's really interesting. Funnily enough, Jamie, one of the things I do when I'm not doing this is I run an events company. And we, in the past, in the dim and distant past, we had some big events, and I think that's probably what Becky came to was one of our events that we held at the cricket ground there, and we hadn't been back for a while because, as you said, the facilities back then were quite exhausted. But I've been hearing loads and loads of good things about the new facilities.
Good. I mean, it has been a dramatic period of change. We've been in the running for awards in the last 12 months. We won a ECB, which is the England Wales Cricket Board, award for in-ground experience last year,
right.
which was very pleasing. So what that shows is that when people come and watch a cricket game, they get an experience that is over and above just come and sit and see a team play, that we give people a quality experience.
Sure.
And then we were runners-up in the tourism and leisure category of the Keepers, the Kent Excellence in Business Awards.
Yes, yeah.
About a month ago, which, again, you know, we haven't even been in the mix for these kind of things.
I was going to say, it's not something that you would necessarily, you know, link with the ground, but ultimately you are diversifying, and obviously it's something that is being picked up, and you can adapt to your environment, and it is a challenging time, and especially, you know, the weather hasn't been with you, and you can you've been adaptable, and obviously it's shown in these nominations.
Yeah, I mean, it's pleasing. I mean, it's not all about, I mean, to be honest, running a business is about making the business successful, and,
yes.
and the awards are kind of by the by, but they're, you know, they're people taking an external view on our business, and it's an endorsement that what we're doing is along the right lines,
and
we've still got to all work very hard to make sure successful a business as possible.
Absolutely.
But it's nice to get a few acknowledgements for that along the way.
Absolutely. Just coming back, Jamie, briefly to the cricket side of things, weather notwithstanding, how are things in terms of attendances? I realise that's probably difficult this year to kind of assess because of the amount of rained off games and things like that. But in general, in cricket in general, how are attendances these days?
Yeah, I mean, this, to be honest, you can't measure this year because it's so unusual. But generally, attendances have held up very well. I mean, the nice thing in Kent is we are what I always call a cricket county. We're a county that has a strong cricket following. We don't have many other competing professional sports as other counties do. And cricket's always held a good place. And generally, actually, compared to some other parts of the country, we get a longer summer than most and more dry days than most. So we're well placed to put cricket on, and then the game is healthy, so there are lots of local clubs. There are 450 village and local clubs in the county, which means the infrastructure is strong, you know, the game is well looked after, so it means generally that we're well supported. The disappointing thing I guess is the 2020 program, which you've said you've come and seen games of, went down from 8 home games last year to 5 this year, and that, you know, again, 3 opportunities gone from our program to generate revenue, and that's a great pity. But generally, the game is holding up pretty well, and the great thing at the moment is England are number one in the world, which has come about on the back of a very comprehensive strategy for getting us to that position. And cricket isn't, as it has been in the past, a laughingstock. I think English cricket became the butt of all jokes, really, for a while, and so, you know, the game is healthy. It means that people are more inclined to come and support it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I, you know, if anybody hasn't been, especially to a 2020 game, I can highly recommend it. It's a brilliant way to spend a summer evening. He says with his tongue in his cheek. a normal summer evening. It's a brilliant, brilliant way. Yeah,
that's right. And the nice thing for us is it's that diversification thing. You know, we have traditional form of county championship cricket, which a traditional audience comes to, and then we're broadening out our appeal by putting on 2020, which is very similar in time scale to football.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's in its 10th year, unbelievably.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? How quickly everybody's adapted to it and kind of taken it. One of the things, you know, that always astounds me about cricket is it's seen as a kind of traditional sport, if you see what I mean. But it's been so innovative.
It's funny that, isn't it? Yeah, people do see it as sort of traditional. I guess because we do observe strange traditions, like, you know, the game stopping for lunch and tea, and that sort of thing, and people see that as well, unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
No,
I mean,
other
that's
sport
quite nice.
Would do.
I quite like that.
And we do have, you know, Canterbury Week is the oldest cricket festival in the world. It's been going for over 150 years, and those sort of things. Kind of reinforce some of those traditional aspects, I guess. But yes, I think there was an acknowledgement 10 years ago that something had to change, and the game had to be as appealing as possible, which is where 2020 came along. And it really caught people's imaginations, and the crowds have been very good, and it's now turned into a global phenomenon, with the Indian Premier League now rated in the top 5 of valuable sports products, up there with the likes of the NFL. So it's really caught on a global scale, and it all started here 10 years ago.
Absolutely. No, it's brilliant stuff. We could talk to you all day, Jamie, but I'm sure you're busy and you need to get away. What have you got up next at Kent County Cricket Club?
We just had the South Africans here. They're off to now play the Test Series against England. And the next big thing, we've got a game starting on Thursday, but the next big thing is Canterbury Week, as I talked about. And that's in the second week of August. And that's our big showpiece week, really, where we show off the St Lawrence ground. Looking as good as it ever looks. That starts on the 8th of August and runs for 5 days. So that's our next big event.
Fantastic. Well, we'll give that some promotion from the radio show, and we'll try and get along and see some of that as well.
I would like to see that, yeah. Definitely.
Yep, good to see you.
Jamie, for the moment, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure.
That's great.
I hope the weather improves for the rest of the cricket season, for nothing else. And we'll certainly be along to watch something. Yeah.
That's great.
Jamie, thanks ever so much.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, see you again. Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Jamie Clifford of Kent County Cricket Club, Chief Executive, talking about cricket in the county of Kent.
I was going to say, I remember when we went there, and it was a few years ago, a few years ago now, Paul.
It was.
Like you say, it's quite exciting to know that they've evolved, and like you say, now it's a venue that's not just a cricket ground, it's so much more, and you know, to get accolades and to get, acknowledgements as they are doing, it's quite exciting. I'd like to go along.
I'd definitely like to go along. I'm lucky I can get along there quite a lot now, because my eldest son lives just down the road, about 25 yards down the road from the cricket ground now, so we go for games and stuff like that, which is good. But I also go to Tunbridge Wells to watch cricket too, and I think we belong to Sport Business Network.
Yep.
And they organise things like that
Yes, I know Roger is a passionate about his cricket, and so that's great.
Cool. So that was Jamie Clifford, Chief Executive of Kent County Cricket Club. So really good. But we want to hear from you, the listeners of Kent. So you can still give us a call on 01303 894 998.
No, because I don't know.
01303 874 998 is the number to call if you want to talk to us, or you can tweet me at VanillaWeb for a shout out, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But I wouldn't bother, because we've got a gazillion emails, and we've got other guests to talk to shortly as well. So I think what we'll do now, Becky, we'll do a couple more emails, and then we'll talk to Richard, our studio guest.
Are you going to do?
You can do one, and then I'll do one.
Right, this is FSB North Kent branch. I'm just checking here, just reading it through. On Thursday the 26th of July, they are hosting a Better Breakfast. And it's to book your place, you need to email conferencesales@priestfields.com or telephone Debbie on 01634 350205, and it's £10 per person. So if you want to go along to it, we'll put a link on the site since it's next Thursday. But if you're looking for growth, export is easier than you think. Want to join a trade mission supported by UK trade and industry with an expert advice, then maybe go along to that at the North Kent branch. So that's from Debbie, and as I say, we'll put all the details up. And if you have got a Twitter, and if you can tweet us with hashtag Business Bunker, myself or Paul will retweet it, or any of our fellow loyal followers can retweet it out as well to obviously raise awareness of that. That would be great.
Brilliant. I bet I've got an email to read, but I've just had a tweet from Jules. So she's clearly started on the margaritas already. So I'll try and decipher it. It says, can you tell the Business Bunker listener that there's a free Americano for new followers in the Terrazzo restaurant, and they can also try Taywell's ice cream? Now, I'm assuming...
It's always about food with
Jules,
isn't it?
Well, it would
always
be food, so that, that is a given. That is an absolute given. But but she hasn't told me who to follow to get it. But I'm assuming, because Terrazzo is in Lenleys, I am assuming she means to follow Lenleys.
Yes.
And then you'll get a free Americano.
Where exactly is she? Is she actually in the departure lounge, or is she on the plane?
Well, who knows?
Everyone's panicking now because she's tweeting up like 35,000 feet.
Yeah. The plane's just getting to a dive. I've no idea where she is. Janice Watton, the tall one, has just tweeted as well, love the cricket ground, it's a great place to pass time, and of course see the Spitfires. And best of all, it's right next door to the Abbotts Barton Hotel, which is where she works.
Yes.
So there you go, that's that. I've got an email here as well. You're invited to come and sample the natural range of Aloe Vera Forever Living products. And also, the Jamie Oliver, in collaboration with talented designers and artisans from around the world, has created a collection of exclusive products called the JME Collection, for Jamie at home. And with the right kind of kit, you can make great meals for yourselves. We've searched Britain and abroad to find a group of truly talented designers and artisans to help us create a range of products to help you grow, cook and share food. And you can do all of that, you can see all those products at an event hosted by F Keys Limited. That's F hyphen Keys Limited.
That's Alex, isn't it?
That's Alex Waterton, yeah. Microsoft Office Training Specialists, and they are Epsilon House, Laser Key, on the Medway City Estate. And there's a link on the website already for that. So do get along to that. And let me tell you when it is. It's on Friday the 20th of July between 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. So you've got all day to get along to it. So do get along to the F Keys offices at the Medway City Estate on Friday the 20th to see that.
Okay, I've got one more here at the moment, if we've got time. Ashford Borough Council Diamond Jubilee Civic Awards. In order to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, Ashford Borough Council is launching a prestigious new awards scheme honouring those worthy of a civic award. If any business knows someone whose actions have made a truly positive impact to a family or a community where they live, or to the borough as a whole, then nominate them and they could be heralded at an inaugural Ashford Borough Council Diamond Jubilee Civic Awards in October. I haven't got any links to that, but if anyone is listening from Ashford Borough Council and they can give us some more details, I guess they just go onto the site.
Onto the website, yeah. We'll put a link to the website up there. I've got another one a bit like that from Angela Bryce Stevenson.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Paul. If you can give Women in Business a shout out for the 18th of July, as I'm speaking on that night, and that would be great. Thank you. That's my pleasure, Angela. So that's Angela Bryce Stevenson, who is speaking at the Women in Business East Kent event on...
Tomorrow,
July the 18th. It doesn't actually say here where it is, but there is a website, so probably the details...
She's listening, and she'll tweet in and tell us. She's such a sweetie.
Yeah, but the website, if you want to look it up, is www.ekentwib.com. That's WIB. That's all one word. ekentwib.org.uk. Brilliant. Excellent. Do you know what? I think it's about time we spoke to our studio guest, don't you?
He sat there very patiently.
He's been very good, hasn't he?
Listening to us waffle on.
I know. So let's get some common sense into this programme for a change and a bit of business acumen. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome Mr. Richard Groves of ILG Business to the show. Richard, welcome.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for inviting me.
That's an absolute pleasure. If I turn your microphone up, it might even help.
Okay.
There you go. Oh, there you go. You can hear you. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. Why don't you tell us a little bit first about Richard and then a lot about what Richard does?
Okay, well, I started off as a golfer when I was younger, as
really?
An amateur golfer, yeah.
Okay.
So I got to a very good level.
Handicap?
With scratch. which is what my career was going to be. So I left school with very little qualifications. One GCSE.
Blimey.
Because my whole life was going to be golf.
Right.
And then when I got to 18, my dad couldn't fund the golf anymore. And I had to find a way of making a living.
Yeah.
Which was where we found, I was at a party with a friend and he was talking about mobile phones. So this would be back in about 92.
Right, okay.
And I said, well, let's just go for it.
Brick size then, wouldn't they?
Problem was I only had around £300. Mm. So we started a company together and I thought I'll go and play golf and he'll run the business. So that only lasted a couple of weeks. and then... You know, we split ways and I took over running the phones and using the golf club as a way of gaining business customers to have mobile phones.
Okay. So what were you doing, selling mobile phone contracts?
Yeah, we started off with contracts. The market moved to pay-as-you-use, which is something called Easy Life and that back then.
Right.
So we decided to go down the business route. Mm. And luckily enough, we had some a large pharmaceutical contact us around 96, 97 that come on with just a few phones, but that account now runs up over a couple of thousand phones, is still our customer.
Oh, right. Okay.
So that account really saw us off the ground and got us going.
Right, okay, cool. And you've diversified quite a bit since then,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, well, I like starting businesses, and one of them I started 2.5 years ago, which is ILG Business, where I've got Active Digital, which is around the actual mobile phone and the billing and the contract. I wanted somewhere for companies to go to mobilise their sales force or even their employees by using iPads, tablets, device security for them, and electronic form, so cutting down on the paperwork.
Right.
I also started another business only a couple of months ago. It's an idea I had about a year ago to help people with Apple products. And that's called izzyj.co is the website. And that gives you help tutorials on Apple. And also we can do online support to help you, because even though, you know, everyone thinks these products are easy, there is problems from time to time.
You're absolutely right. I wish I'd have thought about you a couple of weeks ago. I had the most
bizarre.
I had the most bizarre. I got an iMac 20. I got a big one. I got a 27 incher, and I hate it. I really dislike it. It's a horrible. It looks gorgeous, but as a piece of technology, it's rubbish. I had a power cut at home, and when the power came back on, it swore that I had no keyboard.
Right.
So there was nothing I could do. And I rang the Apple support line, and they said, well, if you go to Bluetooth, and I said, how do I do that? I can't log on. I can't even put my password, you know, I can't log on to the machine because I can't put a password in because the keyboard doesn't work. And they went, we'll get another keyboard. I said, but if I had another keyboard, I wouldn't be ringing you, would I, you foolish people?
I think what happened for me was that friends and family kept asking me about Apple, how do you do this? And I thought, right, let's just set up a website. Everything's free of charge on there, and people can get information. We're also going to start doing recycled iPads and iPhones.
Cool.
Because obviously they're very expensive new. That's something we're hopefully launching the next month. We're just trying to get the stock together.
Okay, do you do refurbished Macs themselves as well?
We're mainly just doing the iPads and the iPhones,
right,
but
okay.
I think that's something we're going to work on. As I say, I've only had the business a few months. We've had, you know, a lot of views, which is good, and the YouTube channel is starting to do well.
Okay.
And I'm just going to keep building it from there. It's just something that sometimes you have to just go with things. About a year or so, I was thinking, oh, you've got to do this business, you've got to do it, and now it's finally there. So.
It's quite interesting because obviously I know Richard very well, and I know the business models, and it is such simple tutorials, and I know Hannah, she's been very quiet in the corner, but she is here from ILG, and I know she's been working really hard on all of the tutorials, and the simplest things, like how to save power, you know, your battery life and things like that actually people get a box and they get their iPad and they think it's fantastic, but you know, the simplest things they just don't know how to do, and I certainly have learned so much you know, settings and how to even, you know, get the weather. And I think people just take it for granted. They get an iPad and it's fantastic, but I don't think they really understand how to use the apps. And that's what IzzyJ does.
Think,
it's fantastic.
And also, I think when I looked at the marketplace and looked at YouTube, the current video range are quite patronising to people. I tried to make something that, you know, there's nothing wrong with not knowing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you just need to know how to use it, and probably people are only using 10% of the phone
right.
for what it could be used for.
Right.
So
cool.
Definitely.
Give us a shout for the Apple support bit of your business, the website for people to look at.
So it's izzyj.co.
Okay.
And you can, you know, use Twitter. We can send you videos. We'll even make tutorials if there's something that we haven't got there, because things are changing all the time. And we've got a blog on there that's running, that's doing well. And the YouTube channel is izzyj.co.
And you've got a Twitter. It's izzy_j. Izzy. I'll have to think about it.
Izzy_J.
Izzy_J. I'm always doing shout outs. If you go onto Ultimate MSD, these are great guys, and I'm always doing a shout. So you'll find them under my following. It really has been quite an eye opener. And it's just simple. Like you say, people are not using their devices how they should be. And I think they're not maximising its uses. And I think, you know, it's almost going back to basics, but actually,
absolutely.
And like you say, it is patronising, isn't it, sometimes?
But you know, I mean, even experienced users don't know all the tricks and uses of things, you know. And I've worked in technology long enough to know the best way to learn anything is to play with it. You know, because I'm really, really, really old, when I started in IT, there were no training courses. There were, you know, it wasn't anything that was taught anywhere. No university ran a course in IT. That's how old I am. In fact, older than that. Because one of the first machines I ever worked on, my youngest, Stuart, whose birthday is today. Yeah, no, we only did it fill a room. A couple of years ago, we were in the Science Museum in London, and they had one as an exhibit, an IBM 158 running MVS. Well, even in those days, it didn't run MVS, but it ran DOS. But an IBM 158 mainframe. Yeah, sad. But, you know, you learn by experimenting and finding out how things work. So I think that's a brilliant idea.
Obviously, with regards to what Richard's doing, like I say, I do know Richard and the team very well, and one thing that was really exciting that I came across was Saracens, and obviously what they've been doing
that,
there,
yeah.
And you know, I think, you know, if we, you open, you know, let us know
what you did
with them.
You've been
really
doing Enterprise apps,
yeah, we've been doing
Saracens Rugby Club,
Enterprise corporate applications on iPad and iPhone. We started working with Saracens, I think, in October,
right?
And they come to us with you know, all their players using paper and using a lot of email, and it gets lost, and diaries and calendar syncs. So I spent around 3 months with Saracens. So every week I went to the team meetings, which was really good. And I basically looked at how they work from a business point of view, and then created an app for them. So it's very easy and simple for the players to have calendar sync, all their information for the matches, all their own personal videos that the coaches have done. So we've created that in a secure environment on the iPad, so, you know, the data's all secure. We put it all in the cloud, and you know, the coach has had fantastic feedback because a player can have instant information.
Yeah, sure.
And they can upload instant information to them. So, I mean, when I first went there, they had 25 pieces of paper per player from a team meeting to take away. So now there's no paper. Also, you know, it's just, it's very powerful for them to communicate information very quickly, and also have some chat services. So if the backs coach wants to talk to all the backs at night on a like an iMessage service, they can,
right? Okay.
In that environment. So
cool. Okay. So that's worked really well for you as well. So what other things are you got in the pipeline app wise what are you working on?
Well, mainly we've got obviously mobile forms, which we use, and O2 use from us for their business customers, and that at the moment is really progressing. We've been doing that for 3 years, and it was a bit slow at the start, but now we're starting to see that companies want to go paperless, and we can do that, you know, pretty cheaply, really, and get a good return on investment. We're seeing a big uptake in mobile device management, so a lot of people are taking a BlackBerry and then having an iPad. So we want to secure those down and make sure we can push documents to them in a secure environment. So that's been a big growth area. Remote VPNs, we're doing that. That's going well. I think the biggest one is really corporate apps. I feel that businesses can really use them. So all of my staff have an iPad, and they use a corporate app for information.
Right, okay. So and do you see that as a big part of the growth market?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So
It's one of those things that are really developing. You're tending to develop for Apple iPads at the moment. Are you looking at any other tablets?
Yeah, we do Android as well,
right?
Which is only a few months ago. It was mainly on Apple because I think everyone liked the iPad, but I think that, you know, will not change, but I think there'll be more people taking Android devices as it goes forward.
Yeah.
If the smaller iPad comes out, which I think it will, probably September, then that could change things again, because I think people would prefer an iPad to an Android device.
Because
of the App Store and iTunes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, cool. So tell us about some of your other businesses, because you're a serial entrepreneur, aren't you, Richard?
Well, they're sort of the main ones, but I do have lots of ideas. I mean, my next plan is to make a business index. So to make all my customers into partners.
Right, okay.
And then have that as like a referral type thing. So obviously we would hopefully gain mobile business, an application business, and they would gain business from our database.
Right.
So that's something I actually started that about 8 years ago.
Okay.
And I had an idea, and because of the internet, sort of at the time there was a bit of this bust with internet, and so I've sort of done the business plan now, and that's something I'm going to be rolling out, because I think in a recession you need to partner, because of course everyone cuts
absolutely
back on marketing.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
my business has always been around partners and friends from when I was younger, because if you start with very little money, you can't do marketing. And even active as a business now, our marketing is under sort of 1%. We're mainly using, you know, companies like Becky's company to help us with Twitter. And examples of that, I mean, I saw on Twitter that, you know, like Mark Coeto put up, where can I buy an iPad? I said, I sell iPads, I sell them to Saracens. He met me at Twickenham and bought an iPad. You know, where can I get access to these people like that? You couldn't.
Absolutely.
So there's a big world that's sort of free of charge, really. That you can really build a business very, very quickly if you get it right.
It is the power of social media. And I know off air we were talking about Facebook and the power and that it has. And like you say, you know, there are lots of ways in which, you know, I say marketing, I know it's my area of business, but, you know, it's very difficult. Like you say, people are cutting back on marketing budgets, but there are very prudent ways in which you can market.
Absolutely.
And I think, like you say, using a social media platform, and exactly what you said, Richard, you know, you can be communicating with people that you never dream of communicating with.
Absolutely.
In a networking environment. So, like you say, you know, having TweetDeck and all these things where you can interact and you know, highlight, you know, keywords and things, you can be communicating with
them.
And
we get our staff involved in Twitter as well. So every day someone else has to tweet on Active Digital and ILG. So it gives them some involvement and makes them look at the market. So, you know, that was something we never would do a year ago.
It's a very innovative way. That's, you know, that's what I teach. This is a very innovative way, and I know that Joe as well. You know, of how you use it, the power of online platforms like that.
It's really interesting you say about associates and sharing things as well. I help run a thing called Fruitworks, which is a co-working space in Canterbury, and we also have our incubator there. We have a startup incubator called 10x10 Labs. Based there, and we have loads of people that work, you know, as solo, self-employed home workers, mostly app developers and website developers and graphic designers. But as soon as they come into the co-working space and meet each other, they collaborate no end, because they can bring lots of different talents and angles on it. So I think collaboration is the way forward. There's so many things you can do with collaboration, and then allied to the power of social media as a marketing tool. I just think the world is a fascinating place full of opportunities.
But it's strength in numbers, isn't it? Yeah. Everyone can bring, you know, such, you know, different skills get to the table. And, you know, it is collaboration to the way forward. I think in this very challenging economic time, and I think, you know, it's very important what you're trying to do with all your channels. It's quite interesting. And same with you, Paul, really, with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Well, when the players, you know, tweeted out about the app being good, we know that went to around 1.6 million people on Twitter.
So, just a few then.
You know, so, because, you know, some of these guys have got 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
So, okay, I mean, not everyone's going to read that, but I only need a few who do.
Absolutely.
And it starts to build momentum, and that gets retweeted, and it goes on and on and on.
Well, when you think about it, in the old days, before the internet, and people did lots of mass mail marketing, the mail market worked on a 1% return.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you work on a 1% of a million people. That's a lot of people. Yeah. Still, you know, and for nothing.
Yeah.
Whereas mailing a million people was very expensive. So no, you're absolutely right.
Well, if we look at you know, EasyJ, I mean, we've been going, let's say, it's a couple of months, if that, and we've done no marketing, and yet the website's getting 1,000 views a week.
Right.
You know, and the YouTube channel, we're up to, I think, 1,600-1,700 views already. We're making more videos, but we haven't done any marketing.
Yeah.
So I keep saying, where do these people, you know, where do they find us? Where do they?
It's almost spooky, isn't it, how these things kind of take off. Fascinating, and I want to talk to you more at some point, Jamie, but at the moment we're kind of fast running out of time. Give us a shout out for all of your websites and blogs.
Yeah, we've got activedigital.co.uk, which is business communications, only around mobile.
Right.
We've got ilgbusiness.co.uk, which is around the mobilisation and the applications. And then we've got izzyj.co, which is giving you all them video tutorials around Apple products.
Brilliant. All of those links will be on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. If anybody wants to get in touch with Richard to talk about anything, you can follow that up on the site, or drop me an email and I'll put you in touch. Richard, for the moment, thank you very much for joining us. Please feel free to stay for the rest of the show and join in with the rest of the show. It will be great to talk to you some more as we go through, but we're kind of running out of time at the moment. You're based in Paddockwood, is that right?
Paddockwood, Kent.
So a local firm doing really well, so please support them. for the moment, Richard, thank you very much, and stay with us and join in the rest of the show.
Thank you.
Brilliant. So that's Richard Groves of ILG Business and about a dozen other things.
It's just quite interesting, actually, with regards to mobile phones, and I was talking to somebody the other day. The thing is now gone are the days with cigarettes. You know when people go to the toilet when you're in a restaurant and then you're sitting there and, years ago people would, I'd have a cigarette or something like that if they smoked. Obviously, I don't. But nowadays, as soon as someone goes off to the toilet or someone leaves them and they're left on their own or they're on their phone, literally the phone comes out. I mean, you know, it's instant. People are always looking at their phones. So it's such
absolutely.
A powerful tool.
Yeah.
You know, everyone is.
Funny enough, I don't even have to leave for people to start looking at their phone. And talking about phones, we've got a phone call.
Oh,
hold on.
Okay.
Hello, you're on the Business Bunker.
Hello, Paul, it's Dawn Russell. How are you?
Hello, Dawn. I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Good, yeah, I'm good, thank you. Just listening to your interview with Richard Grove.
Yeah.
Very good.
Cool.
Really like that.
Cool,
thank you.
I'd actually like to speak to Richard at some point when he's free.
Yeah, sure, I can certainly put you in touch.
That would be great. Yeah,
that'd be great.
So, yeah, just ringing up to say hello. Love the show today.
Thank you. So what are you up to these days, Dawn? I was reading your newsletter yesterday as well, which is rather nice.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was really good.
Good. Yeah.
I thought some of the photographs were a bit iffy.
A bit dodgy, the one up at the top right.
Yeah. But then that had me in it, so it wasn't good. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, I thought that was quite good, that photo.
That's what you need to do, put Paul Andrews' picture, and then he reads all of his newsletters.
Yeah, I'm a tart like that. I wouldn't read it if it wasn't. If I wasn't in it, I'm not reading it.
No, it was really good. I really enjoyed the interview as well that day.
Yeah, really? It was excellent. So what are you up to these days, Dawn?
Just more of the same. I was at a four networking meeting this morning, which was really good. Met some new contacts there.
Is that the new group at Kings Hill?
Kings Hill, yeah. So I'm operations assistant there now.
Oh, are you? They've got you working on it, have they?
Got me working.
Where is that in Kings Hill?
Do you know Kings Hill at all?
Yes, I do.
It's the Spitfire.
Yes, I know that well.
Yeah, so it's there every Tuesday. Next one's 31st of July.
Cool.
So if you'd like to come along, you're more than welcome.
Lovely. What time do they start?
It starts at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock?
That's
what, in the morning?
That's not too bad. Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Actually, it's not,
I've
yeah.
got to be for this Olympic torch at 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. on
yeah,
Friday.
I thought Dawn was going to say 7, and then I was going to make loads of jokes about not being in bed by then, but 8 o'clock's actually quite civilised, so yeah.
Yeah, my daughter's doing the Moat Park trip on Friday. She's got to be there at 5:30 at school.
Yeah.
Oh blimey, that's for the torch, is it?
Yeah, for the torch relay, yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
5:30.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Tell me about it.
Once in a lifetime.
Absolutely, that's why I said she's got to go.
Yes, yeah, 5 a.m.
Have you seen the picture going around Facebook and stuff like that of Adina and Patsy lighting fags off a torch?
No,
it's really comical, yeah. It's gone viral this morning, look out for it.
I love Adina and Patsy as well. I think
absolutely, role models.
So they have got a special, I think they've got a special show out, haven't they?
Yeah, I think they have, yeah, they cool. Have. Dawn, thank you so much for calling the show. It's lovely to hear from you.
It's lovely to speak to you.
And keep keeping on with your business. I will definitely put you in touch with Richard. I'll give you each other's email addresses and contact details, and feel free to give him a call.
Fantastic. Great.
All right,
Dawn. Good luck with the rest of the show.
Thank you,
Dawn.
Have a great day.
You too.
And you. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. At least it proves I'm giving out the right phone number.
Yes, it does.
Lovely to hear from Dawn Russell there,
yeah.
Dawn Russell Consulting, and I will put her in touch with Richard.
Yeah, definitely.
I think what we're going to do, we'll do, I've got 1,000 at least tweets here. We've got loads of emails, and I've got some offline interviews that we need to do. I think if you could read us another email, Becky, and then I'll do these tweets, and then we'll listen to the interviews.
Okay. I don't like the sound of my own voice, so I'm going to have to listen to with Nigel Whittaker, but okay, you fire.
It's going to be good, don't you
well,
worry.
I've got Whitstable Business Tweet Up, and the next one's on the 19th of July. All Kent business people are welcome to join this informal free monthly event. What is a tweet up? It's a free networking event where Twitter users meet in person. We're happy for local business people from Kent to attend, even if they don't have a Twitter account. The main purpose is for local business people to meet up in an informal setting without any rules or costs. It's actually quite interesting, isn't it? Because you tweet with with all these people, and certainly at the B2B, it's like they follow me. And then when you realise, it's just strange when you put
when you eat them,
a
yeah.
face to a Twitter handle.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the third Thursday of every month, 10 a.m. onwards, and it's the Hotel Continental in Whitstable. There are obviously a number of dates, but I think you've got the Whitstable tweet up online anyway.
Yeah, it is. So I always go to the Whitstable tweet up. It's one of my yes. favourites, and it's a really, really well attended event. It's really cracking.
Yes.
So yeah, no, it'd be good. I'll be there.
Another one?
No, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do some of these tweets because they're stacking up and they're rolling off the screen now. Blah, 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 blah. What have we got here? Lenleys, please give a shout out to Lenleys in Roper Road, Canterbury. See you all at the next tweet up. There's a Canterbury tweet up at Lenleys as well on Thursday the 26th at 10 a.m. Made in Kent, Mark Smith, shout out for governmentgrants.co.uk. That's government-grants.co.uk. Lots of free loft cavity wall insulation available at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So being as it's the middle of the summer. And it's a British summer.
Yeah,
exactly. My eating broke. I was bloody freezing. No, I can't say that on radio. I was really, really freezing the other day in July, nearly August.
That's ridiculous.
So do get along to government-grants.co.uk and see what you can do about that. Oh, blimey, I've got thousands of them. Tweet Up News has tweeted, please give a shout out to Lenleys. Oh, we've done that one. Janice Watton, I'm on my way to have a look. I definitely only use part of my iPhone and I see what she's saying. She's actually on your website at the moment,
right,
Richard.
Okay.
Yeah, I only use part of my iPhone and iPad. Couldn't believe the things I don't know and I'm learning more all the time. Thank you very much. Richard was a great guest. So there you go, some good feedback there. The world's most expensive link, add or top up links today on the worldsmostexpensivelink.com to get a guaranteed mention in the monthly newsletter for July. Does that include me? We're number 67.
67?
Yeah. We're catching Anthony Gray clocks really fast. Anthony Gray clocks have been number one for 9,872 years. Or something
years.
Like that. Yeah, something like that. At least that
years.
Long. Yeah. Yeah, at least that long. At least that long. Yeah. Yeah, they were top of the world's most expensive link before the pyramids were built.
Oh, really?
I think. Or maybe I got that wrong.
It's been on a tablet, but literally it was a tablet.
Yeah. Cool. So that's that. I think what we're going to try and do now, and this will, I don't know if it's going to work because we've had to kind of mess around with the technology here, but we got some interviews that we recorded at the Kent and Victor Chamber Business to Business 2012 event 2 weeks ago at the Ashford International Hotel. We've got three short interviews with Nigel Whittaker, Jim Hunt and Ali Hollands, and hopefully they might work.
Hello, and I've got Ali Hollands here from 4N. She's the regional leader of Kent. She's terribly important. Hello, Ali. Tell us all about how you're finding the B2B exhibition today.
Actually, do you know what? It's one of the best shows I've ever been to. It's huge footfall, loads of stand, loads and loads of energy. Absolutely fantastic. It's great. As 4N, we've done brilliantly. Signed up lots of new members, loads of people coming to our meetings that are all over Kent. There's about 20 now, so it's going to be fantastic.
And where are you actually based?
I live in Maidstone.
Okay. And we hope that we're going to hear from you on the Business Bunker very soon. You've got your business card in the hat and we hopefully will draw you out. Have you ever been on Business Bunker or heard about it?
I have heard of Business Bunker for a long time. I am guilty of not coming on and promising I will. I will be getting told off yet again by Paul, I'm sure.
What events have you got coming up with 4N?
With 4N, this is our main one, but we have each of our business breakfasts every couple of weeks. We're really easy to find on, I think it's www.4networking.biz. So if you want to find out.
And do you want to give us a quick shout out for your own business?
My own business is Hands and Associates, and I'm a copywriter. I can't possibly say my tagline on air, so we'll just say that I do very, very good copy that really helps people sell their work.
Yes, it's something beginning with H and ending with T, four letters. Thank you, Ali. It was great to see you, and we hope to hear from you soon on Bunker.
Thanks very much, Jules.
So, I've got Jim Hunt here from the Purple Edge in Canterbury. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
I'm really good, Jules. How are you?
I'm very well. I'm a little bit jaded.
Bearing up.
Yes, they're not bad. They're not bad. I haven't had any lunch yet, so I do apologise for my state. Mr. Bunker has gone off and left me. How are you... Say that again?
Has he not left you a food parcel?
No, it's very... nothing, not even a coffee. How are you finding the B2B exhibition, Jim?
Well, I've only just arrived. I've been doing a young enterprise thing this morning, presenting to a load of school kids, as I've just got here, and it seems to be bigger than previous years. Am I imagining things?
Maybe you've shrunk.
There's certainly more stands out the front, in the foyer. So, yeah, it looks quite busy, quite active, quite lively.
There's a huge buzz here, isn't there?
Yeah, it's great. It's great, actually. Yeah, are you getting lots of people at your stand?
We have. We've had lots of people here. There's a little queue, and I'm trying to deal with them all one by one. On my own, without Paul Andrews, who's actually doing the show live on his own. Oh, with Audra, I think.
He picked the right gig there, didn't he? They're sitting down in the studio, as opposed to the sitting in the committee to the show.
He's probably eating. Well, thank you for that, Jim. That's Jim Hunt from the Purple Edge, and give us a shout for your website.
It's www.thepurpleedge.co.uk.
I think he might have said that before, don't you?
Hello, I'm with Nigel Whittaker, who's Pure B2B and has been doing masterminding group sessions today. Hello, Nigel, how are you?
Hello there, very good, thank you.
So what have you been doing today? Tell us a bit more about the masterminding session.
Today we've been running masterminding boards, we've been getting delegates in, asking them what their biggest challenge was in their business at the moment, and then trying to unblock those issues with the experience from around the table.
Okay, and has this been running all day long?
All day. We've had 8 sessions today, so yes, it's been absolutely non-stop.
And what are the subject headings, or is it inspired by the people that are coming to visit?
The ones I've been running have been inspired by the people coming to visit, but we've had some themed ones. Start It Right for your marketing, which was powered by the brand bucket, and we've had Charm doing developing new products for your business, so there have been some themed ones as well.
Okay, and how have you found the day as a whole? It's been a very long day, having spoken to Laura earlier today. We've all been here since 7 a.m.
It's been fantastic today. I can't believe how busy we've been, actually. Been absolutely non-stop from the moment we got here to now. We've still got another 3 sessions to run this afternoon. It's been much better than I thought it was going to be, actually.
Fantastic. And tell us a bit more about Pure B2B. I know that you have a networking group that you run. Tell us a bit more about that and what's coming up.
Well, imagine a room full of ambitious business owners, and they're there to share their business wisdom to help each other succeed. And that's B2B. It's learning from others' experience rather than making your own mistakes.
Excellent. Thank you, Nigel, and enjoy the rest of the day.
The Business Bunker. Email. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Hey, welcome back. So, a couple of interviews there from 2 weeks ago at the B2B 2012 exhibition for Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce.
It was fun, a fun day. It was a long day.
It was a very
and
busy
Bills
day.
And was talking about her lack of food.
I know, she moaned all day long
she
at
did.
Me.
She
as
did.
If I wasn't doing anything. I was busy too. I was running backwards and
you
forwards.
You were chairing.
I chaired the Richard Farley session, the question and answer session, and I had to dash to the studio and do a live radio show, then I had to dash back. And like you, Becky, because we arrived together first thing in the morning at a crack of sparrows. It was still dark when we arrived, wasn't it?
It was.
And we set the stand up, and then Jules swans in at 10 o'clock and starts moaning about the lack of sandwiches.
It was, like I say, I know we keep going on about it, but it was just, you know, really
it was
a really
event.
Good day. And I think, you know, unexpectedly, I thought I was going to have to be going out on the mic doing some interviews, but people were coming to us going, please, can we, you know, I know there was a guy called Mark Lachlan there as well on the day. He loved it. He was like, I want to come back. And I took a picture of him and put it on his Facebook, and actually he was like, yeah, I want to come back. I loved it.
There's still 20 more interviews on the recorder.
Yeah.
So I
think he was live though.
Yeah. Mark was on the show live.
He really enjoyed it. He's a very, very tall guy, isn't
he? Yeah. And we've still got loads and loads of interviews on the recorder as well. It's amazing how many people wanted to get involved. I mean, but that's it. I mean, you know, the Business Bunker is a bit of an institution now. So many people want to be on it, which is great. And we're happy to have, you know, the whole point of KentBusinessRadio.co.uk is to promote the businesses of Kent. There are 60,000 small businesses in this county, and this show is there for them, all of them.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about, is promoting business and getting people into business.
And it's a bit like what Richard and we were all saying earlier about collaboration. And actually, you know, I know Alan's great and Angela's great. And, you know, we've got a real loyal team, you know, base of people that always retweet our, you know, next shows and things like that. and, yep. and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
You know, we're here sort of voluntary. We all do it, you know, because we're passionate about it. And, you know, it's all collaborating, and it's about power through collaborations, and it's spreading the word, like you say, from today with Richard, and obviously how Dawn wants to speak to Richard. And, you know, that's the power of something like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean,
sharing and caring.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, that it is entirely what it's about, and it's been growing and growing and growing. And we're heading towards our second anniversary soon.
Party?
Yeah, in October, so we shall have a big party in that. Two years.
Maybe
in
not
October.
In here, though.
No, possibly not. We'll probably have it somewhere.
Maybe
else.
The Kent County Cricket Ground.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah. Maybe we will.
Maybe we will.
Good idea. Yeah, cool. no, so I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it's been an interesting couple of years getting it going, and good stuff. Anyway, if you wanna participate, you can give us a tweet by tweeting me at Vanilla Web, or you can call us on 01 874 998 0103 0103 874 998. 01 303 874 998. Give us a call, or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. I think we'll have another email.
Okay, is that you or is that me?
No, that's you.
Oh, what a surprise! Okay, this is from Justin Dean. The headline is "Create, Produce, Direct Film." Creative Motion is a video production, motion graphic design and digital content solutions company based near Maidstone in Kent. We produce creative videos, stunning motion graphics and providing digital content solutions across a wide platform of different projects for every imaginable type of client in virtually any industry throughout the UK. We've been pretty busy with filming, editing and motion graphics for the past couple of weeks. Creative Motion was brought in by event organised business Best Business Events Limited to film and produce a video for the county's most established business-to-business exhibition at Ashford, the Kent B2B, like a couple of weeks ago. It's www.creativemotion.co.uk. And just following on from that, the power, and obviously, again, you know, going back to RG and their video tutorials, the power of video marketing is quite phenomenal because it's hands-on. People can see it. I think, you know, even above social media, I'm heavily involved in video marketing. I think it's such a powerful tool, and you know, somebody like Justin Dean, I can imagine, is extremely busy, because I think that's, you know, evolving on from websites and things like that, and how people want to interact and feel that it's tangible, they can see, and, you know, people doing tutorials, people doing talking about their business, people
Absolutely.
Demonstrating their tools if they've got anything, you know. I think
also, you know, when something does arrive in a big box, you've got to put it together. You've always got these manuals of stuff, so that, you know, the companies have got to start doing that as a video tutorial from an iPhone.
Absolutely.
I know, so you could just watch that being built.
Absolutely. Nowadays, I'm just a maniac for Googling stuff. If I want to know anything, I just Google it, you know, stuff on my car, whatever, I just Google it. And it's just, you know, it makes life so much easier. And as you say, Richard, a video tutorial makes so much more sense. Because you look at, I don't know if people are all like me. A 6 foot cow has just walked past the window. No, honestly, it did. They all looked round. There's nothing there, of course.
Now, there was a piece of video marketing this morning that was on BBC Breakfast, which was a herd of cows that had escaped from...
well, this one was walking on
YouTube.
This one was walking on 2 feet, and it was black and white, and it just walked past the window. I have no idea what was going on there, but it might come back. Honestly, I really did see it. I really did.
I think you need a drink.
Maybe I'll have some caffeine. But no, Richard's absolutely right. You know, video tutorial is the way forward.
Yeah.
It makes so much more sense.
Definitely.
And you were right, Rebecca. We have heard from Angela to tell us, hello, yes, the Women in Business event is at the Howfield Manor Hotel. That's, I happen to know where that is. That is between Chartham and Canterbury on the A28.
Okay.
It's a lovely place on the A28 between Chartham and Canterbury.
And I knew she was listening. Hello, Angela.
Yeah. And it's the Women in Business event at Howfield Manor tomorrow, 18th of July at 7:30 p.m. And she says,
Thank you
muchly for the shout out and big hugs to both of you.
Aww.
That's a pleasure. Anytime, Angela. That cow just walked past again. Honestly.
Did you not see on BBC Breakfast this morning there was somebody that was videoing on their phone a herd of cows that went through a housing estate?
Right.
And it's now uploaded on YouTube, and then it was on BBC Breakfast News.
Right.
They say the power of video marketing.
But did you see the zoo in Germany where the chimpanzees escaped? They built a ladder Seriously, there's somebody videoed it on their phone. They built a ladder and climbed over the wall and were running amok amongst the visitors. Now, chimps can actually be quite dangerous.
Yes, they can.
But it's a brilliant video. This huge chimp ambled up to a guy and jumped on him and just sat in his arms. And the guy was terrified, obviously, because that could be really vicious.
The other day my son was actually showing me a guy called Remy. He's a French guy that does video, and there was this line of traffic, like a big traffic jam, and at the end of it was this Remy that was actually dressed as a snail going along. But it's got 30 million hits.
Right.
Yeah. It's amazing. So I think we need to dress up as a snail and hold up the traffic. What a great bit of PR.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. Right, I've got a couple of emails here just for change. Andy Settlefield has got a Hoodner's Tweet Lunch with a difference, because for a change he's running it on Saturday. And it's this Saturday, the 21st of July. And he says, for July, we've decided to make this a Saturday event for this month only. Depending on the weather, we may do a barbecue. You get the chance to meet old friends and new and to chill out for the afternoon. We invite all of our friends from local businesses to join us for an informal lunch with real ale, Mexican food and good conversation. The Hoodner's Horse tweet up, plus the East Kent Business Book Networking Club combined.
Mm-hmm.
The Business Book Networking Club is people that take a business book and just swap them. So something that you've read that you found fascinating and interesting,
yeah,
you go along and you swap it with another recommended business book.
It's a good idea.
So they've combined to do a Saturday afternoon barbecue and tweet up and business book club. And you can find out all about that at the Hoodner's Horse website, or there's a website here which is http://twitvite, which is twitvite.com/July_12. But we'll put all those links on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website. So get along to the Hoodner's Horse, that's at Great Chart, just outside Ashford, this Saturday at 12:30 till 3:30 for a tweet up, the Kent Business Book Club, and a barbecue.
And it's a bit different to have it on a Saturday as well, actually.
Absolutely, yeah. That's, and I hope the weather's good. I especially hope the weather's good, because my nephew Dan is getting married on Saturday as well. Yeah.
You would think, I mean, it's got to eventually stop.
It's got to improve at some point, hasn't it?
I think it was St. Swithin's Day the other day, but it didn't rain.
15th, yeah, yeah.
So fingers crossed.
Nice one, Saint. Yeah. Cool. Give us another email then.
Okay, I've got a magical mystery tour here. From Hilde Marie's Gastronomic Adventure. It's Roll Up for culinary expert and founder of Catering for Kent, Hilde Marie Smith's cryptic evening of sumptuous cuisine.
Blimey.
Prepared to be wined and dined as you whisked away to a top secret location in Ashford in a luxurious coast to enjoy a 5-course black tie dining evening. Oh, it's right up my street. It sounds lovely. You'll be treated to deliciously lavish canapes and champagne. I'm sold. En route, where the destination will finally be disclosed before being greeted on arrival by world-class waiters ready to ply with more appetite and divinely appetizing amuse-bouche.
Amuse-bouche.
Yeah.
Lost me there.
Yeah.
We'll get inundated with tweets now telling us what it is.
The night promises to be a culinary explosion packed full of gastronomic delights and surprises. So basically, if you want to reserve your place on the 15th of September, all near my birthday, £75 per person with limited spaces. I hope Steve's listening. This sounds quite nice. £75 per person per head. www.cateringforkent.co.uk for more information. But that sounds very, very interesting. If you can shout out, if you've got a Twitter handle, again, we can promote that on Twitter as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Sounds very interesting.
Oh. I don't think they're cool. No, I think they went away. Whoever that was got bored. Cool.
Am I carrying?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, son. Just give you a break.
Thank you.
Yeah, that would be nice of me.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got so many. It's unbelievable, isn't it, today? But there's a few things I want to tell you about as well. Sittingbourne-based Go Response has picked up 2 gold medals.
Oh, wow.
The Kent-based telephone answering service provider.
I know them well.
Do you, yeah? Picked up 3 awards in total at the prestigious 2012 Contact Centre World Awards EMEA, which included Go Response being named Best Small Contact Centre and Go Response's Managing Director Mark Kirby being announced as the Best Executive. The awards took place on Friday the 29th of June at Madame Tussauds in London and are the call centre version of the Oscars, with countries from across the globe competing to be recognised. Not only did Go Response pick up 2 gold awards, but they also secured a 3rd award, a bronze medal for contact centre design. That's no mean feat considering the 130-seat company was up against businesses that had designed call centres to host 5,000 seats. So that's Go Response. They're at Kent Science Park, I think.
They are. I know Jeff Kirby well, and the team are actually fantastic. I use them. Some of my clients use them as well. They're very good. So well done.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Go Response over in Sittingbourne there. Yeah. Winners of 3 awards.
Well done.
Yeah, brilliant
well
stuff.
Well done. I think you've got a shout out, Richard. About
we're going to hold an event in September at the Ramada in Pembury.
Right.
One for our existing customers, but also for new businesses. Mm-hmm. And we're going to hold some of our IT guys there to talk about Apple, BlackBerry, and just give everyone a bit of a hand on features like Keynote on iPad and iPhone and how they can do presentations.
Brilliant.
So more details will be on the activedigital.co.uk website soon with all the dates, but everyone's very welcome. We'll be there all day.
Excellent. If you let us have those details as well, Richard, we'll put them on the Kent Business Radio website as well, and we'll tweet them out, and we'll cover that in the lead up to it, and I'll come along myself. Yeah, no, it'll be good.
I just want to, I've one right at the bottom, and I don't want to miss it. Creasy's the Tunbridge Wells accountancy firm, which was recently named as the best single office tax practice in the UK. So well done. It's holding a cross-channel challenge to raise money for its charity of the year, Tunbridge Wells Crisis Recovery. The event will be running over 4 days, the goal of the team covering 428 miles, which is equivalent of London to Paris and back on foot, bike and rowing machine. Wow.
Cool.
Basically, there's quite a long email here, but
go for it.
You know, if on the evening of the 30th, Creasy's employees are being invited to take part in either a 5K or 10K run from the firm's office in Tunbridge Wells. Then from the 1st and the 3rd, the team will endeavour to complete the remainder of the miles on treadmill, rowing machine or exercise bike, which will be donated by Creasy's clients, Risebridge Health and Sports Club from Goudhurst. Tunbridge Wells Crisis Recovery is a Christian charity staffed by volunteers and is Creasy's charity for the year in 2012. The charity operates from Tunbridge Wells and provides support to people with addictions, homeless, offering hot meals, showers and clean clothes. It's a great cause, and I think you're fantastic. 428 miles. They're looking for sponsorship for friends, families, clients, or really anyone of the Business Bunker. If anyone can go on to their Just Giving site, which is www.justgiving.com/creases-llp. I will do a shout out for that later, or you can email angela@themarketingeye.com.
Brilliant. They do some fantastic stuff over there, so fair play to them, well done for that.
Yeah.
Cool.
428 miles.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Mm. Mind you, I'm dedicating myself to running a marathon next year. I think I'm mad.
You're going to run a marathon?
I am. I'm going to expect all your Business Bunker people to be sponsoring. I'm going to try and raise £10,000.
Blimey.
I know, Steve better get training me. I haven't really even started yet.
He's done all running with you?
I'm hoping so. I'm going to do it.
Do you know which marathon you're doing yet?
The London Marathon.
The London Marathon.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, I'm in discussions with Demelza and things, so I'm hoping to do that. So
I have got
a training partner potentially at ILG that may come along, but I don't know whether she's going to be brave. She's doing very well already, but so I will be asking for shout outs then, but anything for charity. Certainly Creasy's at the moment, 428 is quite phenomenal, so please do give generously.
Yeah, cool. Talking about such things, I ought to give a shout out as well for Liz Collins, the Chief Executive of Find a Voice, a charity in Ashford. She done a charity abseil at the weekend.
Oh, wow.
Which was brilliant, especially for someone that's scared of heights. So,
that's even.
Yeah, so she did an amazing job at that. So well done to Liz.
Yeah.
She's a really amazing lady. She does so many things for
I think it's
in
hard with donations and people, nowadays, trying to fundraise. It's tough.
It's tough out there.
I think, there are some amazing people out there that are doing some like Creasy's, some phenomenal charity fundraisers, and I think again any little bit helps, so
absolutely. Okay, I've got another couple of emails here. Have you got any emails left?
I have got one just from Wilden Business Group Breakfasts.
Well, you can do that in a minute.
Yeah,
well, I'll do mine first.
Okay,
I want to do mine first.
All right.
Okay, the Ship and Trades at Chatham Maritime has been named Pub of the Year in the Shepherd Neame Pub Awards. So 13 of the brewery's 350 pubs in the southeast collected awards for different aspects of running a successful pub, such as serving great food, pulling the perfect pint, or being at the heart of the local community. Judges commended the Ship and Trades for its great management and strong business performance, achieved by the hard work of a dedicated team and a talented head chef. The pub has built on its success in the last year's awards when it won Managed Business of the Year. So that's major congratulations to the Ship and Trades Pub at Chatham Maritime, who've been named the Ship and Neame Pub of the Year.
Well done.
So brilliant, brilliant news. We've still got loads of tweets coming in.
Have you got any to read out?
Well, I have. Sometimes you have to kind of, because what happens is people start tweeting and then they tweet each other and start a conversation and I get included in it and I start to read it.
I wonder how many tweets you get a day because you get included into.
I get included in everybody's. Yeah, I get the entire internet's tweets and they include me in it, but of course I don't see every part of the conversation and I get halfway through the tweet and I think I haven't got a clue what this is about. But I think we did this one earlier, although it's someone else that sent it. Enterprise here. Hi Paul, for budding exporters listening to the Business Funker show, there's a trade mission being organised to Turkey, but I think we did that one earlier. Yeah, somebody else tweeted that earlier. But thank you for that. I mean, obviously it's
passionate. They're passionate about it.
They
tweeted again.
There's obviously a lot of business to be done in Turkey at the moment.
Yeah.
And there's a trade mission going on about it. And I think if I remember rightly, you can find out about that at Julia Gray's website, mm-hmm. is what I mentioned earlier. And then Alan Noak has also tweeted, add up or top up links today on the world's most expensive link and you will get a guaranteed mention. I think we did that one as well. So, no, we've got quite a few. So I think you can do your email now then, Becky.
Right, okay. Why not join us as a guest at one of the Wealden Business Group breakfasts held every Wednesday at the Little Silver Country Hotel in Tenterden. Very nice.
Mm.
To network with our members and hear a presentation of direct relevance to local business people. For instance, on Wednesday the 1st of August, David Hall of the Hythe-based Business Flow Consultancy will be explaining why it is essential that efficient safekeeping of your company's critical data and ensuring that figures are accurate and up-to-date are vital for minimising business risk. Wealden Business Group welcomes owners and managers of businesses and trades not already represented among the membership. We operate a non-compete policy, so if you run a business not already represented by a WBG member, we'd love to hear from you. So you need to contact Malcolm Ellsmore, malcolm at ellsmore.co.uk, on 01580 715518, you can participate in that Wealden Business Group.
Cool.
That's me done.
Brilliant. Well done. We're right on time as well. Isn't it good when a plan comes together? How professional is this? I mean, who produced this show? Who pulled this together? Blimey. I got a tweet from Nigel Whitaker. Thanks for playing my interview from the B2B and for reading out my tweets. All the best to you and Rebecca. It's been a really great show.
Oh, thank you,
so
Nigel.
So thank you for that, Nigel. I've got an email here as well, which is step off your stilettos. I think they're talking to you, Beck. Step off your stilettos. On the 8th of September 2012, you are invited to spend a day in the Georgian splendour of one of Kent's old country houses.
Ooh,
in Yalding.
Very nice.
Part of the beautiful Wealden countryside, and step down from your stilettos. I don't need to be asked twice. They're killing me. This amazing one-day workshop will give you the opportunity to step back from your busy, hectic life, make time for yourself, and rediscover the things which give you joy. I'm getting all laid back already. Our workshop will help you get off the work, home, bed, hamster wheel, and focus on the things which are important to you. We will also teach you relaxation techniques and how to care for those poor, overworked feet.
Absolutely. The trouble is if I take my stilettos off, I'm 5 foot nothing. But it sounds really good. I think I could do with a bit of that.
Cool. The day will include a delicious lunch and you will come away with a variety of ways to make your life more joyful. For details, you can email Caroline at carolinelove.co.uk or Francis at villagefootcare@hotmail.co.uk. Mm. So that's Caroline at carolinelove.co.uk or Francis at villagefootcare@hotmail.co.uk for your step out of your stilettos event on the 8th of September.
And when we do get our emails, it'd be really handy to have Twitter handles as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of the time it's quite difficult to take down emails and things, so a Twitter handle's always great because we can retweet.
Yep. Absolutely. If that's someone for the show, they're leaving it a bit late. But
yeah.
We shall see.
To the wire.
I think we're probably out of time for taking that. So they held them up in the office. Do you know, I think we're just about at the end of the show, Rebecca. So it's been a great day. Thank you for joining us on campbusinessradio.co.uk. You've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my lovely co-presenter, Rebecca Oliver. You're back next week as well, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, so it's really good. And our guests on the show have been Jamie Clifford, the Chief Executive of Kent County Cricket Club. And do get along to Canterbury Week, starting in August.
August the 8th,
I think he said. But we'll put the details on. Anything you've heard on the show today that you want to follow up with will be on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website as a link under today's show, which is show number 82. And hopefully the show will be up to listen again later. I'm off to celebrate my youngest birthday, so I'm looking forward to that. But our other guests on the show were Mr. Richard Groves of ILG Business and Jizzy J.
Active Digital and Izzy J.
What did I say?
Jizzy.
Iffy J.
I said ZY.
All right. Okay, cool. Izzy J and Active Digital, as well as ILG Business. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you all on the show. Have a great week. We will see you all next week on the Business Bunker Show.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.